This is West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Health insurance marketplaces will open October 1st. The nonprofit group Enroll America is working to help people navigate the exchanges as well as other aspects of the Affordable Care Act in Michigan and in other states. Erin Knott is the Michigan State Director of Enroll America and joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is your group doing as the October 1st date approaches?
At Enroll America here in Michigan, we are going into communities across the state from Kalamazoo to Grand Rapids to Lansing and Detroit, and we're talking to consumers. We're hitting doors and we're making phone calls. We're doing tabling events and hosting house parties to ensure that all Michiganders are aware that on October 1st, the marketplace is opening. And for the first time in history, they will have an opportunity to take a look at health insurance plans that not only meet their needs, but their budget.
Now, you say you're talking to all Michiganders, but are there types of people in particular, people in certain situations who this is more important for than others?
Sure. We know that there are approximately 1.2 million Michiganders that currently are under or uninsured. So, you know, the focus is to make sure that they're aware of that opportunity. But again, you know, we're in communities and we're at events partnering with CVS as an example. And so we're talking to everybody at this point.
Explain how these exchanges work.
The exchanges or the marketplaces will be a one-stop shop where a consumer can either go online or talk to somebody over the phone or meet in person with a navigator to look at plans. And the plans will be in very basic language that everyone should be able to understand. There'll be no fine print, and all the plans will include the basics, which includes doctor's visits, emergency room care, prescription drug coverage, mental health services. But what's most important to note is that all of the plans from now on will no longer be able to discriminate against an individual or a family because they have a pre-existing condition, and people will no longer have to fear that their insurance policy is going to drop them because they get sick.
One of the things that we've heard often from Congressman Fred Upton, who's chairman of the Energy and Commerce Committee, one of his complaints about what's called Obamacare is that it doesn't allow for health insurance to be sold across state lines. When people go to these exchanges, are they going to find that there's a wide array of plans which are available to them?
There are concerns amongst people about what these exchanges are going to look like, what's going to be in them. And our job at Enroll America is to make sure that, you know, people know that this opportunity is happening on October 1st. The plans will be announced on October 1st. We'll have a better sense then of how many plans will be available, what the costs are. But in the meantime, we're trying to get people to commit to, you know, taking a look at these plans when they are available and letting them know that almost everybody that is, you know, uninsured right now will qualify for some sort of financial assistance or subsidy that's going to help them out.
Michigan did not set up its own exchange, so apparently it's going to be tied in with the federal government. Does that at all affect what you're doing or affect what's available to consumers?
No, it shouldn't affect consumers at all or our work. Again, our work is very grassroots. We're in communities making sure that people are aware. And we're being successful. In November of 2012, Enroll America did a poll and found that 78% of consumers across the board weren't aware that this was happening. The Kaiser Family Foundation recently did a poll, I think it was in August of this year, and found that that number has dropped down to 43%. So there are still a number of folks that are unaware of the marketplace opening up, but again, our work, as well as all the partners that we're, you know, collaborating with across the state, is being effective, and we are making people aware that this is happening.
The online publication, The Hill, which covers national politics and those sort of things, noted that Enroll America has set up basically in 10 states, including Michigan. Nine of those have Republican governors, and all of those states in some way have opposed either Medicaid expansion or setting up these health care exchanges. Why these 10 states, including Michigan?
Enroll America is not just in 10 states. We have staff on the ground in 10 states. That is correct. And those 10 states are the states that have the highest number of uninsured people across the country. We do have staff in Washington, D.C. that are working with the other states where we don't have a field team. And those staff members are partnering with organizations such as the NAACP or La Raza or United Ways to make sure that consumers in the states, again, where we don't have a field team, are also educating consumers about the fact that the marketplaces are opening on October 1st.
There's nothing political about the fact that these states largely have Republican governors or Republican-controlled legislatures?
It's really time that we put the politics behind us. We're not a political organization. Our primary purpose is to make sure that consumers know that for the first time in history, financial assistance is on the way and that they're going to be able to purchase health insurance that provides basic coverage so that they never have to worry about being dropped from, you know, their plan and facing a financial emergency. We just celebrated a week of action last week, which came to kind of a final day of action on Saturday, where we had 15 events across the state. And I was on doors and talked to a woman by the name of Maureen, who she and her husband had insurance. They paid their premium on time, and her husband unfortunately became sick. And at the time of renewal, their insurance company dropped them. And the only way that they were able to, solve their financial crisis was to, you know, file for bankruptcy because they had $75,000 in medical bills. And so Enroll America is collecting stories like Maureen's, or there's a young woman here in Kalamazoo, single mom, who, had to make the difficult decision not that long ago to go to the emergency room because she found out she had shingles. Then she had to get a prescription, and that cost her $200. And now she's dealing with, you know, how do I manage my rent and my food and take care of my kids when she had those unexpected costs. So that's what Enroll America is about. It's about getting people like the woman I just mentioned in Kalamazoo or Maureen from Detroit, you know, to make sure that they're aware of what's going to happen on October and give them the resources so that they can take a look at the plans that make sense for them.
Michigan has agreed to expand Medicaid, which is allowed under the Affordable Care Act, but that's going to be delayed until the spring. Does that in any way affect consumers in a meaningful way, and does it affect what Enroll America is trying to do?
It will affect consumers. This is correct. There will be people that are now going to qualify for Medicaid under the expansion, but again, the first stop will be going to the marketplace. And so we're telling everybody at this point that we're talking to that's interested in, you know, obtaining insurance or possibly looking at insurance to supplement what they currently have, you need to take a look at the marketplace on October 1st. Here's how you go about doing that. So the expansion of Medicaid and the spring deadline doesn't impact, the spring start time doesn't really change the work that Enroll America is doing. Our mantra is the marketplaces are opening on the 1st. Here's the resources that you need so that you can take a look at the plans when they're made available.
Erin, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Erin Knott is the Michigan State Director of Enroll America. This is West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.